Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will talk Thursday for the first time since an Israeli strike killed aid workers in Gaza. Mounting anger around the world and in the U.S. over those deaths is affecting attitudes, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes at the White House.
There is a major wild card here, and that is Congress. Democrats in particular have been growing angrier over Israel's conduct in this war, particularly after this most recent tragedy. So could it make it more difficult to get aid to Israel through Congress, through the House and the Senate? It absolutely could.
Millions of Americans are dealing with severe weather, heavy snow in New England overnight, heavy rain along the East Coast, and others dealing with the aftermath of those tornadoes in the central U.S. More on that from CBS's Dave Malkoff.
You kind of think of tornadoes classically as being in Tornado Alley, maybe in Oklahoma or something like that. But there is a shift that's happening where tornadoes days, the days that are more favorable for tornadoes, are shifting east.
Debate over net neutrality is back, with a vote coming up by the Federal Communications Commission on the idea that large internet service providers cannot block or slow down broadband online traffic. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has been voting on this. And under each administration, the Obama administration, the Trump administration, and now the Biden administration, we've seen them go back and forth, either more of a pro-carrier stance with less regulation or a more tech-focused stance with harder rules about how the internet can be charged for.
An apology from Kansas City Chief Receiver Rashi Rice after a Dallas car crash. KRLD radio reporter Austin York.
Rice has issued a statement saying he met with Dallas police investigators about the accident and takes full responsibility. He's apologizing to everyone impacted by the crash. Last Saturday, two cars, a Corvette and a Lamborghini, were seen racing, and that led to a chain reaction crash. Both of those vehicles were connected to Rice. He owned the Corvette, but was leasing the Lamborghini. Rice was in the Lamborghini at the time of the crash. He was the only person allowed to drive it.
Four people were injured. The defending champion UConn Huskies were supposed to be in the air hours ago on their way to the NCAA Final Four from Connecticut, but the plane they were expecting to take was not at the airport. Technical problems at Kansas City held it back, we're told. The NCAA and the University of Connecticut spent the evening looking for another plane to get the number one overall seed Huskies on their way. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a message. 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-La Crosse. He predicted earlier this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
It was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation because it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Wisconsin voters are approving two constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can work on the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary to safeguard election integrity, but opponents say they could leave local elections underfunded and understaffed. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers started out with an early lead again. Jackson Chourio hitting his first career home run in the majors, but the Twins rallied with five runs in the seventh to post a 7-3 win over Milwaukee. It was the Brewers' first loss of the season. Starting pitcher Joe Ross was okay, considering it was his first time on the mound after back-to-back Tommy John surgeries. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Joe will tell you he didn't throw his best, but he competed, and I loved what I saw, because to go out there
there, and he hadn't started a baseball game in Major League since 2021 and has had tough injuries. To get back on the hill and compete against a good ball club, the Minnesota Twins, they hit in the clutch, and they took seven walks, which is unacceptable on our part.
The Brewers host the Mariners Friday night. NFL, Packers running back Patrick Taylor now signing with the 49ers. Taylor's been a backup running back and special teams player in Green Bay the past four seasons. He turns 26 later this month. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chance of snow showers for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the lower 30s, and north winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. Any new snow accumulation will be well under an inch. On Thursday, a chance of rain and snow with high temperatures warming to the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Thursday noon to 2. We are live at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So welcome to the third hour of our program, the Jack Smith, Donald Trump, Eileen Cannon saga continues. You recall, this is the Espionage Act violations by Donald Trump. He stole a bunch of national security documents. Many of them were classified. Many of them weren't, but they still were not his property. They were national security documents. They are the property of the U.S. government. He stole them. He took them to Florida. He lied about where he had them or that he had them. He had people move them around to avoid the FBI finding them. Clearly, he thinks these things have value. And there was this giant copy machine, this giant industrial-sized copier in the room where he was storing these documents. God only knows what he did with them or how many of them have ended up in Vladimir Putin's desk. Or Mohammed bin Salman. I mean, what role did these documents play in the $2 billion that Jared got? So anyhow, there's this case where Jack Smith is trying to hold him to account for this theft. And Judge Cannon asked Jack Smith and Donald Trump to propose language for the jury instructions that basically said, under the Presidential Records Act, Donald Trump had the power and legal authority, I'm paraphrasing here, and legal authority to declassify any kind of document. Therefore, do you think he should be held guilty for having classified documents that he had the legal right to declassify? That's the essence of the, which of course would, if I was on a jury and those are my jury instructions, it would be, hey, he's not guilty. If he has the ability to declassify these things and you're prosecuting him for holding on to classified documents, but see, that's not what he's being prosecuted for. He's being prosecuted for stealing national security documents, which is a completely different thing than the Presidential Records Act. He is not being prosecuted under the Presidential Records Act. But Eileen Cannon is saying, hey, under the Presidential Records Act, and where did this come from? Well, it turns out that this came from this guy, this wacky theory. This came from this guy who posted it on Twitter, of all things, on February 8th, 2022. And this was it was the president of Judicial Watch. And apparently, who's, by the way, not an attorney. And apparently this is what Eileen Cannon is going to go with. Or says that she wants to go with. Now, Jack Smith pushed back today and said, wait a minute, if you're going to ask for those jury instructions, that means that you're asking that this case be litigated around the Presidential Records Act, the Presidential Records Act, not the specific things that have to do with espionage, the Espionage Act. And therefore, please tell me, what's the legal basis for this case that you see, essentially? Now, the problem that Jack Smith has He could get Eileen Cannon kicked out of the case. To do that, though, he would have to make an appeal to the 11th Circuit Court, which has already turned her down twice, has reversed her twice, and maybe third time is a charm. But, and this is where I'm not certain that I'm certain about this, but I believe I understand this because I've read probably 20 pieces now in the last 48 hours about this. Marcy Wheeler's over at emptywheel.net was probably the most informative. What I'm understanding, and those of you who are lawyers out there, feel free to call in and set me straight if I've got this wrong, is that you can't appeal a question or a recommendation by a judge to a higher court. You can only appeal a ruling. And from what I've read, these proposed jury instructions were not a ruling. Now, there is a diary over on Daily Kos that uses the word ruling to describe it repeatedly. I think the guy is wrong, but I might be wrong myself. That's the only thing I've seen that suggests that this is actually a ruling. What everybody else seems to be saying is that Jack Smith is like in a world of trouble here because Eileen Cannon is being really sneaky or really, really, I don't know, maybe sneaky is not the right word, but very legalistic by saying that I'm just asking questions and I'm just making suggestions. I'm not making a ruling so that she can't be appealed, so that she can't be removed from the case. So I just find it, fascinating and weird and, you know, what the heck is going on with all this? So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Meanwhile, I mentioned in my tease, I said, or my preview of what was coming up, I said, if you make Trump $6 billion, he's still going to try to screw you. Well, sure enough, Andy Latinsky and Wes Moss were the guys who figured that they could take the code, the source code from Mastodon, which is open source, right? Anybody can copy it and use it for anything they want. They took the source code from Mastodon, tweaked it just a very little bit, and instead of putting it on a public server or multiple public servers like Mastodon is, so it's kind of crowdsourced, they put it on a private server. So Trump Social is owned, and it's a walled garden, essentially. So those are the guys who did this, and they did this for Donald Trump. And the deal was that they would get 8.6% of the company. And their 8.6% of the company right now is worth $606 million. So, but Donald Trump wants it all. He's got 56% of the company right now, 57% of the company. And he wants their 8% too. So he's suing them, saying that they don't have the right to anything. It's all mine, says Donald Trump. I don't think that Donald Trump has ever had a business partner that he hasn't screwed. He had partners in the casinos. He sued them all. Deutsche Bank loaned him hundreds of millions of dollars. He couldn't pay it back. This was back in the 90s. He sued Deutsche Bank. And then after that, they continue to loan him money. It's like, sir, yes, paddle me again. But, I guess the bottom line is anybody who thinks that they can trust Donald Trump and based on that belief gets into bed with him, gets into business with him, deserves what they get. For stupidity, if no other reason. But poor Andy and Wes, they are in the midst of a major legal battle. And the only asset that these guys appear to have, or the only major asset that they have, is this stock that Donald Trump is trying to take away from them. Amazing. Speaking of Trump lying, is there no bottom? There was this young woman. Her name is Ruby Garcia, 25-year-old. Who was shot by her boyfriend, whose name was, gotta find it here, Brandon Ortiz Vite. So Brandon kills Ruby, shoots and kills Ruby. Turns out Brandon is not here with documentation. They're both Hispanic. Brandon is here illegally, in quotes. And so Trump goes to make a big deal out of this, and yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, I believe it was yesterday, gave this speech in Grand Rapids where he said, she lit up the room. And I've heard that from so many people. I spoke to some of her family. So he's trying to embrace Ruby, the woman who was killed by the illegal immigrant, right? As a way of, you know, kind of horse vesseling her, you know, making her a martyr to the cause. Poor Ruby. And I've talked to her family, and they said that she just lit up the room. Well, it turns out that she lit up the room phrase came from her obituary, and that the family is now coming out publicly and saying, we never talked to Donald Trump. He never reached out to us. He's lying through his teeth. And they're a little offended because they're Hispanic, and Trump is trashing Hispanic people regularly. And so Mavi Garcia, the sister of Ruby, told Target 8, a local television station up there in Grand Rapids, said, it's always been about illegal immigrants. Nobody really speaks about when Americans do heinous crimes, and it's kind of shocking why he would just bring up illegals. What about Americans who do heinous crimes like that? Indeed. What about Americans? The fact of the matter is that people who are in this country without documentation are less likely to commit a crime than those people who are in this country legally, like you and me. In fact, those cities that Republicans in Texas and Florida have been busing and flying illegal immigrants. Now, these are not illegal, by the way. These are people who have been processed by ICE and they're waiting their asylum claims. But that those cities that have been receiving these people have actually been seeing their crime rates go down ever since they started shipping them into those cities. Now, I'm not sure that there's anything more than correlation here. I'm not sure that there's causation. But it sure flies in the face of Donald Trump's claim that there's, you know, bloodbath and there's a crime, a Biden crime epidemic and all this kind of nonsense. He's just literally lying through his teeth. I guess it is literal. That's how you lie, is through your teeth. But it's just... Which brings us back to this question, how stupid does Donald Trump think that his voters are? I am convinced that he thinks that they will buy anything he has to sell. Hey, you want a Bible? I got a Bible. You want some gold tennis shoes? I got some gold tennis. It's crazy. 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now I will pick up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here at 22 minutes past the hour. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom. How you doing? What's up?
Hey, got a little geeky medical science for you today.
Okay.
I think the last time we spoke, I was not really kidding, but I was saying that your voice helps me sleep. Well, a good friend of mine, she's a registered nurse and finishing up her degree in psychology. She works for a doctor that does the sleep. I don't know the word for it, where they test your sleep to see, mm-hmm. if you have sleep apnea or whatever. Right, anyway, she had the equipment. Yeah, and she's a brilliant, super, super smart lady. Anyway, she recorded some of your opening rants, and while I was asleep, she hooked me up to the machine and played one of your rants mm-hmm. when you opened the show, and my blood pressure actually went down.
Really?
and then she waited a little bit until I normaled out, and then she played a Trump rally, and my blood pressure increased by 20 points.
Wow.
She said, Tom, with your heart the way it is, don't be listening to no more Trump's crap.
I get it.
It's going to aggravate you. Yeah. That's kind of weird.
I wonder, you see this Calm app advertised on TV, and I downloaded it and tried it out. And they've got a bunch of people reading, like, bedtime stories and stuff like that. But they charge for it. I've found that typically I'll wake up a couple times every night, and if I just lay there, my mind just starts working, and a half hour goes by, and I'm still awake. Yeah. But if I put on the BBC podcast, I'm asleep in 3 minutes that British accent, I think. I don't know. I've not tried it with any other podcasts. BBC has worked so well for me. I've been using it for years. But I wonder if the popularity of podcasts, to what extent that popularity, because, there's all these podcasts out there, and it's a big business right now. You wonder to what extent the popularity of podcasts is because people are using them for sleep.
Right. Well, they claim also that, you know, like Calm and stuff, yeah. A couple of the other apps, you know, they say it helps with your concentration and this and that. You know, yeah. I'm like you, I've been into TM for a long time, meditation, and mm-hmm. I usually try and meditate before I go to sleep. But now I've got my new TM guy. It's TH, Tom Hartman.
Well, I'm glad it's working for you, Tom. I'm really glad. Thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that with us. That was fascinating. I appreciate it. Catherine in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Catherine, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. If I could just quickly, before I make my point, ask you to please stop referring to undocumented workers as illegal aliens. There is no such thing as an illegal person. There are people that commit illegal crimes, but there's no such thing. That's a Republican talking point.
I understand.
And it really bothers me. But the reason I'm calling is I'm very, very concerned about what they are doing to students as far as voting by putting in these laws saying that they can't use their driver's license from their home state if they're going to college in another state. And my city has great transportation, so there's no reason for them to get a driver's license and then have to go back 3 months later in the summer to their home state and reapply again for another
driver's license. Right, and they can't use their student ID.
Yeah, they won't let them use their student ID. Right. Yet they want people to have gun IDs, just like we need more guns in this in this world or in this country, so that people can vote. I mean, is that the most ridiculous thing in the world? And we have to start fighting against that, calling the representatives in those states that are doing it, because I know darn well there's going to be an October and November surprise that they're going to start passing laws about students. I mean, they've already taken away the poll booths on campus. And they just want to shut them up because and deny them the right to vote because they know how they're going to vote. Yeah. And it's awful. They're doing the same thing with elderly. They're doing the same thing with anybody who's going to vote Democrat.
Yep. They use these ID laws to. Yep. You're absolutely right, Catherine. And I probably should have put more emphasis on those two things in my article today. Maybe I should even write a future article, you know, something like, you know, how the Zoomers are being targeted by the Republicans. Catherine, thank you so much. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with you.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR Radio AM.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover a state taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. The founder of World Central Kitchen is rejecting the idea that the Israeli attack that killed seven aid workers in Gaza was a mistake. Jose Andres.
Three British individuals and three international crew plus one Palestinian, that they were targeted systematically, car by car.
Much of the central U.S. is cleaning up after tornadoes. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Sunbright, Tennessee, heavily damaged, but the warning may have saved lives.
It was 15 to 20 minutes. That is a lot longer than the national average, which is around 12 minutes or so. So people got a really good heads up when it came to this.
Kansas City Chief Receiver Rashi Rice is speaking about a Dallas car crash, as KRLD radio reporter Austin York tells us.
Rice is apologizing to everyone impacted by the crash. Four other cars were involved and four people were injured. One of those cars was totaled.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is staying out of the dispute over which district map should be used if Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a recall election this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission had asked the High Court for a ruling. A recall Voss group is trying again after coming up short this spring. The WEC has a week to decide what to do. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chance of snow showers for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the lower 30s, and north winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. Any new snow accumulation will be well under an inch. On Thursday, a chance of rain and snow, with high temperatures warming to the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Bob in Farnham, Virginia. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Tom. Back in the 1970s, early part of the 70s, I read a very, very interesting book about noise and sound pollution. And one of the things that was described in the book was how the French army was developing a weapon, an infrasonic weapon, that you could take out a platoon of men from a mile or several miles away and not destroy the terrain.
Right, it's kind of a neutron bomb using sound.
Yeah, and that takes me up to the present day. And I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes edition this past Sunday, but again, it was about Havana Syndrome.
I didn't see it, but I read an article about it. So I think I understand what they said.
Wow, an FBI agent had been affected.
And it seems to point back to Moscow, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Olivia Troy, who was from Homeland Security and advisor to Mike Pence, she was targeted right outside the White House.
Whoa.
It's pretty amazing stuff. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. It's certainly worth watching the episode. And I think that, you know, it's a serious thing that we need to pay attention to.
Okay. I will. I'm sure it lives on the Internet, so I'll try to check it out. Bob, thank you for that. Ardeen in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Hey, Ardeen, what's up?
Hi. You had a talker on today talking about nuclear energy and all that, and I'm totally open for, you know, any type of improvement for energy. I grew up in Simi Valley in the 60s. I was there in the 60s, and I remember, actually it was on YouTube, they did, it was, I think it was 58, 59, they had Moore Park, which is right next to Simi Valley. They had Moore Park online, nuclear energy, for about 30 minutes. They were all, it was really out there, it was promoted. They were really pushing, like that caller said, they were really pushing for nuclear energy in the early 60s. And then the meltdown of Rockline happened. And then everything shut down.
The meltdown of what?
I remember. Huh?
Which meltdown was that?
Rocketdyne. The one that Rocketdyne,
okay.
The facility that was on top of Santa Susana Mountain between the valley and Simi Valley.
Yeah.
And there was a meltdown. And they did not know how to contain it. They did not have containment facility available at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, what they did, and this is horrible to say, I was doing a lot of documentaries on it and or listening to them, and they said that they did not know how to contain it. So they actually opened up the doors, let it air out. It was three rods that were melted. It was like 3 weeks worth of, it was big time. And they aired it out, and they could see the jet stream flew over the valley. The valley, San Fernando Valley, and part of Simi, and it was, they cleaned it up. They told the people to clean it up with women's sanitary napkins and Bactine.
Whoa. So basically their strategy was what the Japanese are doing, which is dilute it as much as possible. Only they use air instead of ocean.
They did not know. Yeah, it was Prio. They did not know anything.
Incredible.
And there is so much controversy, so many conspiracy things in Simi Valley, there's a lot of lawsuits against class action for cancers, leukemias. I have a lot of friends that have died. A lot have died from it.
Yeah.
Like a child had brain cancer at 12. He's my brother's best friend.
Wow.
Instantly got brain cancer.
Yeah.
And it's like, and this was in the early 60s. We moved out to Simi in 62, 63.
Mm-hmm.
So it was right within that time period. And I remember Rocketdyne. There would be, the mountains would catch, they would light the engines for the capsules for the space.
Mm-hmm.
They had two forms of it. They had the nuclear part, and then they had the rocket engine part.
Mm-hmm.
And the rocket engine part, you could see flames shooting out of the mountains. For years, all our houses would shake and all that. The windows would rattle, and it's Rocketdyne checking the engines.
Wow!
It was weird. It was so weird.
What an amazing story. Thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us. That's fascinating. Thank you, Denise in Calumet, Michigan. Hey, Denise, what's on your mind today?
Well,
I got to tell you, I love Joe Biden, and I think that his he's between a rock and a hard place. I think Netanyahu is to the Israeli people now what Trump is to the American people.
Agreed.
And I think that Biden needs to realize that, because I know he's trying to protect Israeli's people, but by helping Netanyahu, it's not doing any good.
I agree. Yeah, and this is the point that Congressman Pocan made earlier, is, you know, the phrase he used was, we need to get a divorce from Netanyahu, not Israel, but Netanyahu. The policies that this man is pursuing, largely to keep himself out of prison, like Trump is right now.
Exactly.
You know, these guys are two peas in a pod, you know, a couple of sociopaths. So, I'm with you. Denise, thank you. Well said. Jeffrey in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, Jeffrey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, two things. Sheriff Whitehorn is now Caddo Parish's first black sheriff. And this is Speaker Johnson's parish in Louisiana. He's my congressman, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And Whitehorn won by one vote in December. And the Republican lost the recount, you know, again, by one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to court and declared that dead people voted and there were voting irregularities. Well, Whitehorn won by 4,000 votes just last month, on the 23rd. And that's great. Unfortunately, there's now a precedent that a Republican has gone to court and said, hey, dead people voted, voting irregularities, and he got what Trump wanted in 2020.
Which was?
And a revote, not a recount, but a do-over.
Oh, geez.
Wrong. So, I mean, right. Even though we won, it's still a tragedy.
Yeah.
The second thing that I wanted to talk about was, oh my goodness, Netanyahu and Biden. Someone asked you why he supported Israel and gave them the weapons. Well, one, they are our ally, but also if he let up even a little bit, the Republicans would lay it on thick that he's not supporting Israel. He's anti-Semitic.
That's a good point, too. You're right, Jeffrey.
They laid it on really thick with Obama because he was black, and supposedly black folks don't like Jews. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
But but Republicans, you know, hint at all the time.
Yeah.
And that's even though Jews don't vote for Republicans. If you look it up.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, by and large, no. Jews and blacks both, you know, majority vote for Democrats. You know, you're absolutely right, Jeffrey, and I think that may be part of the calculus that Biden is doing, is that, you know, if he does basically abandon Netanyahu, the Republicans will come after him with knives out. I my sense of it though is that this is not political. That this is. This has to do with diplomacy. It goes back to the first point that you made, which is that Israel's our ally, and we have agreements with Israel, and we have long-standing agreements. And you don't just abandon that stuff instantly. On the other hand, you know, when things reach a certain critical point, when they become essentially a crisis, you have to make hard decisions. And I have a feeling that Biden is very close to making some very, very hard decisions with regard to Israel. I hope so. We'll see.
By the way, there was one more thing I wanted to say about Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
They should stop using the word genocide. They should switch to massacre. I think that what's going on is a massacre, and that would just fit more. That there'd be less pushback on it.
Yeah. Well, 30,000 people is a massacre. So, yeah, your point is well taken. Jeffrey, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Larry in Chicago. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, Tom. A few minutes ago, you mentioned about how Donald Trump screws so many of his business partners. It reminded me of here in Chicago when Trump Tower went up. Not too long after, Donald Trump sued his lender and got $400 million forgiven.
Really?
And I've always wondered, how does a bank let $400 million go?
I know. It's like his lawsuit against Deutsche Bank. That it was not the full billion that he got, but he got a hell of a lot. He got several hundred million dollars out of Deutsche Bank by suing them. It's like, and why would any bank ever do business with this guy again?
I can understand, a fine or a penalty if they went to court, unfair business, unfair loan or whatever. But, and maybe shave off $50 million as a penalty or whatever. And I don't know if $400 million was the total amount that he borrowed from that bank. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of money. What bank would not fight that?
Yeah, you would think. You would think. But, at some point they probably figured it would cost less to, they might lose more than $400 million if they litigated it. There's reputational damage as well, I've never interviewed one of those bankers. It would be fascinating to find out what they were thinking. Larry, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. That was fascinating. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Your hometown radio, talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our Weather Ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Sunny in San Rafael. Hey, Sunny, what's up?
Hi, Tom. It's been a few years since we spoke. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Really quickly, I'm going to speak about Netanyahu again.
Mm-hmm.
This is a supposition. I'd like your opinion. Many of us believe, of course, that Netanyahu would prefer Trump to be reelected.
Yes, that's clear.
And obviously, they both are facing jail time, maybe.
Yep.
But he has every incentive, in other words, to really refuse to any kind of ceasefire, to just muck it all up. Because he, like Trump, is delaying.
Yep.
In the hopes that delay will result in Trump's reelection.
Yep.
Because this is very damaging to Joe Biden.
Yep.
And I just don't hear the media really pulling that that thread through.
Yeah, I think there's a concern about things becoming self-generating. You know, if you say that this is damaging Biden, then it starts to damage Biden. Also, the media, you know, you've got political commentators who are horse race people, and then you've got everybody else. And it's mostly everybody else who's talking about Netanyahu, not so much the horse race people.
That's true. I just really hope that Biden can protect his...
He's going to have to change U.S. policy to Israel. He's going to have to. The question is, when is he going to do it? And you know, I think that probably the, you know, November is still 8 months away, if I'm doing my math right. I suspect that if U.S. policy changes or Netanyahu's policy changes, one or the other, between now and the end of the summer, it'll be something that Biden can recover from. But this is doing serious damage to him right now, and he needs to do something about it. Sonny, I need to move along, but thank you for the call. I think your analysis is spot on. Thank you so much. Okay. Nice to hear from you after all these years. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Great show. I just want to enunciate the difference between a ceasefire in that will be permanent and a ceasefire that will be temporary. A ceasefire that is permanent indicates that Hamas will be in power forever because they've been in power since 2007 and, of course, have not had any elections. And if they are given a ceasefire forever, that will allow them to remain in power forever.
I don't think they're in power right now, Lawrence.
That's right. They are.
No, I do not think that they are in power right now. I think that their power over that country or over Gaza has been largely shattered.
Hamas is still the government. If there's a permanent ceasefire,
there's no infrastructure. There's no government. I mean, it's they've been bombed back to the Stone Age. Nobody's in charge right now. That's the problem.
Yes, it is. But if there's a permanent ceasefire now, it means that Hamas will be able to resume power.
I disagree.
And keep it.
I absolutely disagree.
If there's a temporary ceasefire, it means two things. It means, first of all, Israel can still say Hamas has to get out, and there are various options for, you know, Hamas, what happens after Hamas, or we have the possibility of striking. But the problem is that if there's a temporary ceasefire, it will give Israelis a chance to press for a new election. And the last I heard, Netanyahu had a popularity rating of 15%.
Yeah. I think the odds of a permanent ceasefire are really, really low. And I disagree with you about what the outcome of that would be, but that's all hypotheticals right now.
Let me just say this. Hamas has not accepted a temporary ceasefire.
I know.
And they have kept this war going as much as Israel has by refusing that. If they accepted, say, a 6-week temporary ceasefire, at least during those 6 weeks, the people of Gaza would eat.
Yeah. At least in theory. I mean, right now, you know, the food coming is being blocked by Israel, not by Hamas.
The thing that the people who wave Palestinians' flags and are yelling genocide have to remember is that there are very few wars and very few conflicts in which one side is completely right and the other side is completely wrong.
Until after the conflict is over and the history gets written.
No, it doesn't happen very often.
No, I get it. Lawrence, I got to run. I'm sorry, we're out of time. But thank you. Thank you for the call and the thoughtful conversation. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you are it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, some big news in our Women Win Wisconsin segment. With spring elections done, it's time to see who's running for what in November.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingets.
The Winged Thingets.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The death toll has risen to 9 in Taiwan from the powerful earthquake. 1,000 people injured.